The players were bundled into a battered minibus and then later on given $5 for transport by local soccer authorities. The Mighty Warriors claimed they were supposed to receive 1,000 each for featuring in the games where they lost all their matches against Canada, Australia, and Germany. Sports Minister Makosi Ntshongwane said it was the responsibility of the Zimbabwe Olympic Committee to take care of the Mighty Warriors when they arrived from Rio de Janeiro.
Despite the trailblazing performance by the Mighty Warriors,
we need to note that organizational issues after departure from the airport into town and thereafter to their respective individual destinations was a matter for ZOC to handle, working in collaboration with CIFA.
Most Zimbabweans blamed the Olympics Committee and the Zimbabwe Football Association for the ill treatment of the Mighty Warriors, saying they deserved a better reception than what they went through when they arrived in Harare. At the same time, there was a huge celebration at the Olympic Games Aquatics Arena as Kirsty Coventry kissed goodbye to the Olympic Games. Family members, friends and relatives, as well as admirers, gathered around the Olympics Games Aquatics Arena in Rio de Janeiro to celebrate Coventry's final bow to the Olympic Games. There was also a small band of flag-waving Zimbabweans who did not want to be left out of the proceedings of this historic occasion last Friday. As Coventry appeared for the start of the 2,000-meter backstroke final, there was a huge roar and cheers in recognition of the fine performances she gave them over the years and the world records she broke in the process. An emotional Coventry could do nothing but just wave at the crowd. The cheers were even louder after Coventry finished sixth in the final of the 200-meter backstroke, her last competition in her 16 years of association with the Olympic Games. It was a perfect ending to a 16-year-old career that gave her 7 medals, 2 gold, 4 silvers, and a bronze, the highest number of Olympic medals by any African athlete. Sports expert Matthias Kufandirimbwa said the 60th place was a happy ending to a glittering career.
She has done well considering the age. She was competing with people who are half her age or slightly below her age. Considering what she has done in the past, I think that's the best. Age has taken its toll on her. I think we should applaud her, considering she's the best Olympian Zimbabwe has ever produced.
Kufandirimbwa said he is worried that the departure of Coventry from the pool could mean the end of swimming in this country.
And we used to have the elite Les Brown and Mount Pleasant pool. I think at the moment there's no water in those swimming pools. So how do we develop swimming in this country? So in actual fact, there's no hope for the future in terms of swimming in Zimbabwe.
Coventry holds the record of the highest number of medals accrued by any female swimming athlete in the history of the Olympic Games. With the Rio mission accomplished, it is now time for the queen of the pool to take a rest and concentrate on her new family. After all, she has been married for only 3 years. There is no happiness in the Zimbabwe Olympics camp after marathon runner Rutendo Nyaura started to a 92nd finish among 187 contestants in the 42-kilometer marathon race. The Zimbabwean, who was taking part in his first ever Olympic Games, will be coming back home to tell the people about the intensive heat that she came across during the grueling race. About 39 of the contestants failed to finish the race. Another Zimbabwean, Gabriel Mbuke, failed to come out of his first round heat after finishing sixth in a race that was not even highly competitive. today there is no Zimbabwean in the field of play, but tomorrow Tatenda Tsumba races in the 200-meter competition. In local football, all the three top teams on the Kasolaga Premier Soccer League standings dropped valuable 2 points after struggling to draws in 9 matches. FC Platinum were held to a 1-0 draw by visiting Mutare City Rovers, but coach Norman Mapeza attacked the visitors, saying they did not come to play football, but to defend.
The game plan, they came here to sit, but how many times did you manage to hit the target? Several times. You know, it's the game on, we're saying to keep working hard and try to work on our short foot.
However, Kugona Kunenge Kudada still remained 2 points ahead of Capes United with 39 points from 19 games. Capes United also dropped the points after they were held to a goalless draw by Wange. This came after their players had initially boycotted traveling for the game due to unpaid bonuses. Dynamos fell to the Africa draw in 6 matches after a disappointing 1-1 draw with Blauwe City, which has left their fans in shock. The other results were as follows. Chapungu 0, ZPC Kariba 1. Harare City 2, Border Strikers 0. Ngezi Pistons Stars 0, Haumani 2. Cholocho Pirates 0, Triangle 1. Reporting for Studio 7 in Harare, this is Michael Kariatsi.